Firstborn, Exposing the Myth of Pre-Existence, A Synoptical Examination, Steve Martin, Compilation Editor. Chapter 8 of 10, The Power of Faith, Jesus' Exemplary Trust in God. One of the most stunning and overlooked truths in Scripture is what Paul calls the faith of Christ. Most theology skips over it, or worse, erases it, by claiming that Jesus already knew everything in advance because of pre-existence. But the New Testament paints a very different picture. Jesus lived as a man who walked by faith. He trusted his Father completely, not because he carried some celestial memory, but because he read the Scriptures, believed them, and staked his life on them. This truth makes his journey breathtaking, and ironically, the doctrine of pre-existence, meant to glorify him, actually strips away the very thing that makes his life remarkable, his faith, the faith of Christ. Jesus didn't walk through life with supernatural foresight or immunity to fear. He wasn't pretending. He wasn't play-acting faith. He prayed with loud cries and tears, Hebrews 5:7. He grew in wisdom, Luke 2:52. He confessed total dependence, I can do nothing of myself, John 5:30. He said that the miracles weren't by his own power, but by the Father working through him, John 14:10. Everything he had, he received. Everything he did, he credited to his Father. That is real faith. Why pre-existence destroys faith. Think about it. If Jesus had come from heaven, already knowing the outcome, where's the faith? Faith is truly faith only when the future is unseen. When there is sight, there is no faith. If he knew from prior experience that death was temporary, then the cross required no trust. Clyde Pilkington puts it bluntly, the pre-existence of Christ makes a mockery of the very life of Christ. A pre-existent creator pretending to struggle isn't inspiring. It's theater. But if Jesus was fully human, trusting his Father without special advantage, then his faith is extraordinary. Gethsemane and the cross. The garden strips away any illusions. Jesus fell to the ground, overwhelmed with grief, praying for the cup to pass. He didn't want to suffer. He didn't want to die. That's not a pre-existent being rehearsing a part. That's a man wrestling with fear. And yet, he said, not my will, but yours be done. That's trust. The cross was no less real. Humiliation, mockery, pain, abandonment. And still, he clung to his Father's promise all the way to death. Hebrews 12:2 says he endured for the joy set before him, not a re-experienced glory behind him. He didn't reach back to a memory of divine majesty. He looked forward to a glory he hadn't yet received. He believed God. That's faith. The memory loss patch. Some try to rescue pre-existence by suggesting Jesus lost his memories of heaven only to regain them later. But Scripture never says this. It's pure assumption, and it doesn't even solve the problem. If Jesus slowly regained memories of a prehistoric past, then his need for faith would shrink as his knowledge grew. Yet the Scriptures show the opposite. His faith never wavered. He poured himself out, Philippians 2:7, not in heaven, but here, as a man. Why this matters for us. Here's why this truth is so powerful. A pre-existent being is unrelatable. How do you imitate a pre-existent being pretending to be human? You can't. But you can follow the man Christ Jesus, the one who trusted, obeyed, and endured by faith, even unto death. That's Paul's point. Jesus is the first fruits, 1 Corinthians 15:20, the trailblazer, Hebrews 12:2. He's the prototype of what God intends for all of us. His resurrection wasn't a return of a pre-existent being to a prior glory. It was the glorification of humanity. And this means that his story isn't out of reach. It's our future, too. The magnified glory of his faith. When we strip away the layers of tradition, what shines brightest is Jesus' faith. He trusted when everything screamed otherwise. He obeyed when it cost him everything. He believed his Father's word and held on to a future joy that he hadn't yet tasted. That's why God exalted him. That's why he is Lord. And that's why his story is so stunning. Not because he lived as a disguised deity, but because he lived as the faithful man, the son who trusted, obeyed, and was glorified.